Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for just being in my life, Lord, giving me guidance, Lord, giving me wisdom. Lord, I just ask that you bless the words that are coming out of my mouth today, Lord Jesus. Let them be encouraging to those that are hearing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And as Mr. David mentioned, we are going to be discussing obedience. And, you know, my topic on today is why is obedience to God important? And I just want to run down. I have a few scriptures that I just want to give you all, you know. The first one is Romans 13 and 1. That's on page 1389. You have John 14, verse 15. And verse 23, that's on page 1314. John 13, verse 34 and 35, that's on page 1313. 1 Samuel 15:22, that's on page 335. Deuteronomy 8 and 6. That's on page 218. And Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13. That's on page 1445 of the Voice. But I'm going to actually read this one out of the Amplified. So, but it's in the Voice on page 1445. First of all, I'd like to define what is obedience. Obedience is compliance with an order required or law or submission to another's authority. Can you imagine, you know, if we didn't have to follow any law, you know, man's law, you know, God's laws? Well, we have to. We often have, you know, see trouble when those laws aren't followed. And, you know, we have seen chaos run rampant. In our lives, we know that obedience is much needed. Obedience is like a habit that we need in our homes, in our workplace, and just out here in our community altogether in which we live. Romans 13:1 reads, "It is important that all of us submit to the authorities who have charge over us, because God established all authority in heaven and on earth." Can you imagine this? You know, in your home, we all have rules. We all have rules. I mean, in my home, and I know growing up, you know, when you're in a room, you use your light. When you're not using your light, what do? You turn them off because, you know, and you turn them off just to prevent your, you know, outrageous light bills or, you know, just your bulb is burning out. You know, on the job, you know, the rules they have on the job, you get there on time. If you don't get there on time, you're getting fined or you're either getting fired. And just, you know, just by abiding by rules in our community, rules like, you know, driving, the laws of driving. Can you imagine if we didn't have the traffic lights or the stop signs? Although there are accidents, people still, you know, out there running red lights and stuff like that. But could you imagine if we didn't have them at all? It'd just be chaos all over. In Deuteronomy 8:6, it says, "So obey the command, live as he has instructed, and fear him." In John 14 and 15, it reads, "If you love me, obey the commands I have given you. And anyone who loves me," 23 says, "and anyone who loves me will listen to me, listen to my voice, and obey the Father." And obey. The Father will love him, and we will draw close to him and make a dwelling place with them within him. There is no greater obedience than to obey the Lord, our Creator. When we obey the Lord, He is pleased with us, and His grace will be upon us. I know Mr. David mentioned, is obedience better than sacrifice? And 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, does the Eternal One delight in sacrifice and burnt offerings as much as in perfect obedience to His voice? Be certain of this, and that obedience is better than sacrifice. To heed His voice is better than offering the fat of rams. To heed His voice, that means to listen to God. We got to listen to God. You know, when I was doing my studying, you know, I was ran across this website, endofmatter.com, and it has something about is obedience better than sacrifice. It said sacrifice flows out of obedience. A sacrifice that does not flow out of obedience is disobedience and is not pleasing to the Lord. And you all know, when we're disobedient to God, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. It's not good. It's not good. So I just want to encourage you all to continue to be obedient to God. There are many laws and rules and command we must follow. And one of God's greatest commands is to obey, commands to obey is to love. And we must be obedient to that. John 13:34-5 reads, so I give you a new command to love each other deeply and fully. Remember the ways that I have loved you, and demonstrate your love for others in the same ways. Everyone will know you as my followers if you demonstrate your love to others. Why is obedience to God important? Obedience to God leads to personal growth. In Philippians 2:12-13, now I'm coming out of the Amplified. So then, my dear ones, just as you have always obeyed my instructions with enthusiasm, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation that is cultivated. That means build it up. Bring it to full effect. Actively pursue spiritual maturity with all inspired fear and trembling, using serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of God. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is, strengthening and energizing and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for His good pleasure. So I just want to encourage you all, be obedient to God. We can be obedient by, like I said, loving each other, praying for each other, being there for when each of us need each other. It's not always about the monetary, because a lot of people think it's always about the monetary. But to just encourage someone, the song Sister Brina shared with us this morning, so encouraging, you know. But if you can just pick up the phone, if you can just send a text, obedience and loving each other is one of God's greatest commands. So I just encourage you all to just stand in courage, stand in faith, and be blessed. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for your word today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you just continue just to encourage us, Lord. Continue to guide us, Lord. Keep us focused on you, Lord Jesus. Let us be obedient to your word, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.